Welcome to the Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on layering an amen style transition without losing headroom. If you make drum and bass, you already know the vibe. The amen can be a pure adrenaline shot. It can flip a rolling section into a breakdown, push a pre-drop into the main event, or give a DJ-friendly phrase ending that actually feels like a statement. But the advanced challenge is never just can I make it hit? The real question is, can I make it hit hard without wrecking the master, smearing the low end, or stealing energy from the drop that comes next? That's what we're building here, a layered amen-style transition that feels raw, tense, and alive, but still leaves clean space for your kick, sub, and bass movement. We'll stay inside Ableton's stock devices, and the workflow will work whether you're making jungle, rollers, darker halftime sections, or neuro-influenced DNB. Let's think like a mastering engineer for a minute. In drum and bass, transitions are often where a track either sounds massive or falls apart. If your fill eats up the low end or slams the limiter, the drop loses authority. So the goal is not just energy. The goal is energy with direction. Start by creating a dedicated group track called Amen Transition. Put every break layer, every FX layer, and any sends related to the transition inside that group. This keeps the project organized, but more importantly, it keeps your mastering path clean. You want to be able to mute, print, or adjust the whole transition as one system. Before you slice anything, set your gain structure. This is huge. Aim for the transition group to peak around -10 to -8 dB FS before any limiter. Keep at least 6 dB of headroom at the master while you're building. If your drop is already loud, don't chase the transition upward. Pull the transition down and make it smarter. On the group, put utility first and trim the gain down by around 6 dB if your source break is hot. Then add spectrum after the chain so you can actually see what's happening in the low end. That meter check is not decoration. It's your early warning system. Now let's get into the amen itself. Don't slice it for nostalgia. Slice it for function. In Live 12, the fast route is to right-click the audio clip, choose slice to new MIDI track, use transient-based slicing, and place the slices into a drum rack. That gives you precise triggering and lets you build a phrase with intention. You want a one-bar phrase with shape, not just constant motion. A strong transition usually has a pickup snare or ghost hit near the end of bar 15, then a denser flurried of ghost notes in the last half of bar 16, and finally one accented snare or crash-style hit that lands into the next section. As a starting point, think in terms of function: main kick hit, main snare hit, ghost snare and hat fragments, and one tail hit or reversed fragment. If a slice needs extra control, open it in simpler so you can shape the fade in and fade out. Keep fades short, just enough to avoid clicks. Usually we're talking about tiny fade-ins and fade-outs, not big smoothing. And unless the slice is part of a longer phrase, keep warp off for one-shots. At this stage, don't over-EQ the source. First, get the rhythm feeling right. The ear should already feel the forward motion before you start sculpting tone. Now comes one of the most important advanced decisions. Separate the break into rolls. Don't treat the whole transition like one full range sound. That's the fastest way to lose headroom. Make three functions. First, the core break body. This is the layer that carries the snare and kick identity. Put EQ 8 first and high pass it somewhere around 110 to 160 Hz so it stays out of the sub and kick zone. If it feels boxy, make a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz. Keep it lean and punchy. Second, the top texture. Duplicate the break or print a high-passed copy. Push the high-pass much higher, around 600 to 900 Hz. Add a little saturator drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if needed. If you want a bit of movement, autopan can work nicely here, with a low amount and a synced rate like 1/8 or 1/16. Keep it subtle. This is texture, not a wobble effect. Third, the dirty ghost layer. This is where you add the grime. Resample the same phrase or a trimmed subset. Then use Redux lightly. Drop the bit depth down a little. Keep the frequency controlled, and follow it with drum bus for a bit of smack. Use drive sparingly, crunch lightly, and maybe just a touch of transients. Then high pass it after processing so any extra low-end junk disappears. The key idea is this. Spread energy across the spectrum instead of stacking full-range copies of the same break. That's how you get size without bloat. Next, shape the punch. If the amen is too spiky, drum bus can tame and energize it at the same time. Use moderate drive, keep crunch controlled, and avoid boom unless you really need it. Often you want boom off or very low in a transition like this. If the snare is too sharp, back off the transients slightly. If the break lacks cohesion, glue compressor is your friend. Use a modest ratio, a reasonably slow attack so you preserve punch, and an auto or a medium release. You're usually aiming for just a few dB of gain reduction, not a full-on squash. For a more advanced move, duplicate the brake body and process one copy harder, then blend it in quietly underneath the dry one. That parallel style approach can add density without making the main layer obvious. It's especially good when you want a darker, more rolled up transition that still has weight. Now let's give the transition direction. This is where the listener hears where the track is going. Use your FX tastefully. Reverb works best on a send, not directly baked onto the brake. Hybrid reverb is great for a dark tail. Echo can add motion. Resonators can give you metallic lift. Reverse samples, rendered from the end of the break or from a crash, can make the transition feel connected to the drums instead of sounding like a generic riser. A strong setup is to route the top texture layer to a return track with hybrid reverb. Keep the decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. High pass the reverb so it doesn't muddy the low mids, and low pass it so the tail doesn't spray noisy highs everywhere. You want movement, not fog. Then automate echo on the last ghost snare. Keep the feedback controlled, and filter the repeats so they stay above the kick and sub area. Bring the dry slash wet up only in the last half bar or final quarter bar. That's the trick. Let the effect bloom at the end, not dominate the whole phrase. A lot of producers overdo this part. Indeed, NB, too much reverb turns a sharp transition into a wash. The forward drive disappears. Use tails like punctuation, not like a giant blanket. Now we automate energy. And I want to be clear here. Automate contrast, not just volume. Over the last 1 to 2 bars, slowly change the high pass on the top layer from maybe 400 Hz to around 800 Hz. Increase saturator drive slightly on the dirty layer. Raise the reverb send only late in the phrase. Widen the top layer a bit with utility, but only on the high frequency content. Open the filter on your echo or auto filter to suggest the lift. This is the advanced headroom move. If everything gets louder, the master bus suffers. If density, tone, and stereo width increase while the low end stays clear, the transition feels bigger without actually eating your headroom budget. And yes, think in budgets, not just peak levels. Give the transition a fixed amount of the mix's energy. If it gains density, something else should lose density. That's how you keep the drop protected. Which brings us to the low end. This is the mastering critical part. The amen transition should almost never carry full sub information unless you are intentionally designing a bass drop effect. On the break layers, keep high pass filters somewhere between 100 and 180 Hz. On the FX layers, go even higher, around 200 to 400 Hz. If the break and bass are building mud together, make a narrow cut around 250 to 350 Hz. Also check mono on utility for the core layer. You want the snare to stay solid in mono. If the transition sounds huge in stereo but collapses in mono, it's not really huge, it's just wide. If you want a hint of low-end motion, use a short tom or a filtered low percussion hit, but keep it very controlled. Remember, the drop needs room to land. A transition that occupies the same space as the incoming kick and sub can make the drop feel smaller, even if the transition itself sounded massive in solo. Once the transition is built, print it. This is such an underrated pro move. Resample the transition to a new audio track, so you can listen back like a mastering engineer instead of like someone still constructing the idea. Solo the group, resample it, and then listen against the full arrangement. Check the peaks and spectrum. Ask yourself a few questions. Does the break still read when the bass returns? Is the snare cutting through without getting harsh? Is the master bus beating hit harder than the previous phrase? If needed, use a final utility on the printed transition and pull it down 1 or 2 dB. That small move is often better than changing the entire design. In advanced DNB production, the smartest fix is often level, not more processing. Now place the transition in the arrangement with proper phrase logic. A strong example is a 16-bar roller where the first 8 bars are groove-driven, bars 9 to 12 introduce tension, and bars 13 to 16 collapse into the amen transition, before the next section resets with a heavier res or sub pattern. You might do it like this in practice. The full groove plays, then you strip the kick or mute the bass for a moment to create contrast. Bring in a filtered break pickup, then add the first amen chop and a short reverse tail. In the final bar, go denser with ghost notes, let the reverb rise, and land a final snare hit into the drop. That phrasing matters. DNB listeners feel transitions in 2, 4, 8, and 16-bar logic. If the amen phrase shows up at the wrong point, It can feel decorative instead of functional. Put it where the arrangement is already asking for a reset. Before you call it done, view the master bus check. Watch the spectrum. Flip to mono if needed. If you're using a limiter for reference, keep it gentle. And compare the transition against the next section. If the transition pushes the master harder than the drop, reduce the group gain. If the snare is piercing, pull down a little around 3 to 6 kHz on the top layer. If the break feels flat, add motion before you add more level. That's the advanced rule right there. The transition should feel like a peak in perceived energy, not a peak in raw meter level. That's the difference between a polished DNB record and an overcooked draft. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, letting the amen carry too much low end. High pass your break layers aggressively unless a low element is deliberate. Second, overlayering full range copies of the same break. Every layer needs a job. Body, grit, top, or FX. If it doesn't have a role, cut it. Third, too much reverb on the transition or master bus. Send less, filter the return, and preserve the dry punch.